But it is Tuesday morning. We catch up with what's happening at the Bloomington City Council, the parliamentarian, and 55 years of marriage. How about that story on the front page of today's paper? It's our good friend, Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
We just need to get you on the internet and TV this morning, and we'll cover all the media in one fail swoop. But it is Valentine's Day. We'll start there. 55 years married. My goodness, that killed all my theories about how old I thought you were.
Child bride.
I was a child bride.
Well,
a child groom, I guess I should say.
What a fantastic story. 55 years? Holy cow.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem like 55 years. That's the best part.
Well, that's the old thing, too. It doesn't feel like a job if you don't think you're working or whatever.
He's wandered around the whole country, too, in that 55 years.
Yeah, we've done a little traveling in our time.
Good, and she couldn't ditch you at any of those locations. That's you're resilient, baby. You're resilient. But I'm not going to give away all the details because I'd like people to go read the story in today's Herald Times on the front page there. Great photo to go along with that. Megan Banta doing hard work there. And
let me ask you, Tim, is any of the relationship between you and your wife paid off in how you handle the city council?
No, I don't understand the question.
Well, patience. I mean, patience, bring gifts, those kinds of things.
Understanding.
Oh, no.
Totally different.
That's exactly right. Politics is a whole different animal. And last Wednesday, we saw it was the first presentation from the city on the new annexation deal. What are we calling this? Just the annexation? Is that as simple as that?
Yeah, I think I would call it the annexation and the annexation process. And what occurred last weekend was Committee of the Whole. We basically heard from city staff and the city's consultants about the proposed annexations. We gave them all a do-pass recommendation, which basically means they come to tomorrow night's meeting, which starts at 6:30 in the council chambers. And we will listen to, again, the presentations from the staff and from the consultants that have been hired by the city to help with the annexation proposals. And then the city council will have an opportunity to vote on the 7 resolutions that represent the areas intended for annexation, that they're being considered for annexation. The public is, of course, invited, and I anticipate we will see quite a few folks come out. We will have the room set up for them. I assume the balcony will be open, so there will be plenty of seats, both on the main floor and in the balcony area, and we'll probably have two sets of microphones for people to get up and give their opinions and concerns and questions. So
the concerns that people have reached out to me and said, hey, look at this. Tell me what the city council is again. Everybody's on the same team. This is all just a formality. Is that true? Or can this be stopped, slowed down, re-looked at, re-conformed, reformatted, or anything else? Or are we just going through the steps here?
No, I don't think we're just going through the steps. Judging from the questions that were asked by council members last week's meetings, and questions that have been submitted to staff by council members, and then answers were provided. So, I understand people are developing their list of questions for tomorrow evening as well. When I say people, I mean council members. So, I would not consider this in any way, shape, or form a done deal because I think there are a lot of open-ended questions. We did hear from a very small group of people last week. 3 people came to speak to it. One spoke about agricultural land that they own. Another talked about really being at the fringe on the eastern edge on a gravel road, and wondered why would the city want to take that in, that sort of thing. So we did hear from one. The other person, there, like I say, 3 people spoke to the issue. We did hear from Richard Martin, who did talk about that he thought it was a good idea for the annexation. He wasn't specific area by area, and he did caution that that council members and the administration should really do their homework. So. There is mixed opinion out there, but I think Richard's probably in the minority. But you know, the purpose of what we're doing tomorrow will be to give the administration one way or the other the ability to go ahead with the annexation process or to say, no, we don't want to go ahead and do that. But I again, my suspicion will be we're just opening the process. That doesn't mean that if it goes forward tomorrow evening that the council is 100% behind it. I just don't see that because there's plenty of opportunity for input. And, you know, you read off the list last week. Tomorrow night we will consider adoption for initiating the resolutions. And then February 17th, the notices will be mailed to property owners. And then beginning of March 20th, which is a Monday, for the next 6 days, the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and ending on 25th, there will be public meetings held in the city council chambers for the public to come. The way I understand it is there will be basically a table for each area intended for annexation, and people will be able to go and talk directly to people at that station about the area that they live within. And there will be a stenographer there to take all comments so that we have a record of what's going on there. So, that'll be part of the process. And then after that, and when we get to March 29th, there'll be the introduction of the annexation ordinances to consider adoption of detailed fiscal plans.
Is that enough time to sort out all the fiscal features that go along with this about how things are going to be staffed, who's going to collect what money, TIFs and everything else that go along with that? Does this need to, I don't want to say hurry up and get done, but...
No, I think, the fiscal plan has been developed.
Okay.
So there is documentation for each of the seven areas that the city is considering taking, annexing into its boundaries. Now I would have to assume going forward, starting tomorrow, that's when the questions start to come. So when a council member asks a question about fire protection or the need
right.
for fire protection, what does that cost, and how does that affect the township fire department? Those are the kind of questions I think we'll start to hear, and those are the kind of answers I think we'll be expecting to hear. How does the annexation affect what the county is currently doing? How does that affect their budgetary issues? And then, of course, you'll hear from the property owners, what is the benefit to me to be part of the city when I already have, I pay for my trash collection, the county comes and clears the snow from the road, that sort of thing. Those are the types of questions I anticipate. And we'll have to see how the mayor and his administration and the consultants answer those questions.
And you can all these meetings are on television, correct?
Yes, of course. Yeah, it's on CATS. And again, the public is invited to the meeting.
Sure.
To participate, and they're invited to come to the microphone. So, I think. And we do have, I think, a very respectful process. I think the one thing the public should understand when they do come to the meeting, that when they come to the podium and ask a question, they don't get into a back-and-forth dialogue with the council. Their question will be answered, but it won't be answered as they are standing at the podium.
There's no follow-up questions.
A citizen could get up and ask a list of questions.
Gotcha. But it will not be a discussion. It will be a question and answer.
That is correct. And okay. And the answer doesn't come while the person is standing at the podium. It comes after all the people in the public have had their opportunity to speak. And then a council member will have noticed that, citizen A had asked questions.
Right.
Then the council member will ask the staff, could you elaborate on this question? Could you give us an answer on it. So,
so if this is your first rodeo, there are some different, perhaps, rules to play by, and we want you to note some of those as well. 6:30 is the meeting tomorrow night.
That is correct. That procedure we use in every meeting.
Exactly. For the newbies.
You know, we don't get into a back-and-forth dialogue with the public in a face-to-face conversation.
So you're not being ignored. Let's just put it that way. You are being
absolutely not.
It's just a little different than perhaps some people might be used to. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. Married 55 years. Married to the council almost as long.
not that bad.
Oh, I know. But that's why we like having you on here, because you've seen this before. You've seen the 2 mile fringe. You've seen all of these things develop. I think the question is, for some people like myself who live out that way, is why does this need to happen? Why it seems like we're hurrying up's not the right word. Why can't we just leave it be? We talk about all the bonds that go with this. We talk about all the commitment to service and how that's going to create jobs and benefits and raise all that stuff. Is all this necessary, I guess, would be the example, because you saw this process take place earlier.
Well, I think this one is different than previous ones.
Tell me how.
Well, I think, of course, this one is just first off, it's the scale of it is considerably larger than previous annexations. And I think that's, again, that's one of the questions that will be asked, and I believe asked repeatedly, is, you know, why are we doing this? I think in part that answer is that the state legislature is in the process of changing annexation rules, which makes it more difficult to annex areas outside of its current limits. So I think in part that's probably part of the administration's thinking that.
Yeah, and I'll slide back into that and saying, well, if the state's making it more difficult, that makes me even more skeptical, because you want to hurry up and do it before you change it. Because
I understand. I understand that.
Okay, good. Good. I just want to make, because I know I'm not, I don't sit here and claim to be an expert on anything. That's why we bring you in to help out with this. But that's the timing of it just is interesting.
Well,
And you're being held to the state regulation, so you don't have a choice in that matter.
Well, I think that's a question for the mayor's office.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and those are things we hope to hear about that. So last time you did this, the scope was different, and was that more of just a feeling out process? Was that more of a necessity because you didn't have the annexation rules getting ready to change?
No, I think
I'm just looking for some perspective here, I guess.
No, I understand, and I think the way I would look at it, I guess, is that if you go back in time, we used to have the area we called the 2 mile fringe, which was a term we used to say that those properties that were developing in this agreed upon area, the agreement between the county and the city at that time. Was that those areas that were in that 2 mile fringe would fall under city planning and zoning regulations, so that when the time came, when the build out of that subdivision was to be completed, the city would then consider annexing it into its jurisdiction. I mean, that's how it used to be. And then we went, once the city developed its master plan, which was concurrent with the master plan at the time that the city was doing its master plan, once the county put its master plan in place, then that 2 mile fringe no longer would come into play, because now the county had its regulations in place for planning and zoning, which were working in concert and parallel to city planning and zoning. And so then the discussion became, we would call them areas intended for annexation as opposed to the 2 mile fringe. And a lot of that had to do with where the city utility wastewater would extend its extensions into those areas of the county to allow those areas to develop on sanitary sewer as opposed to septic systems, and that played in along for a number of years until It was decided that the county would just take back their areas intended for annexation, which occurred back in the, I would say, the middle of the Crizan administration. So now what we're finding ourselves looking at is that all those areas have developed out to a pretty significant density.
Sure. And it's over, what, 11,000 people we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. It's a big number. Well, yeah. And the other thing is just, and again, I'm randomly thinking here, and Keith's going to slap me at some point. I'm fine with that. But we just talked with you a couple months ago about we're going to put this whole new trash system together. Well, this whole new trash system, is that factoring in the 11,000 people you're going to bring in? You've bonded that and you've done that. And we're going to do this in trucks and the containers and the tilt wheels and all this stuff. Well, how does that work out?
Well, I think that's all part of what the administration is included in. In that fiscal plan.
They've got all that stuff covered and ready to go.
Yeah, I'd have to.
Yeah, because people see that and they say, well, you're doing that. You've already raised my stormwater bill 100,000 times in the last 5 years. We've talked about that plenty on here. And you just start wondering where it all ends at some point. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. He is a city council parliamentarian there. Keith, what do you got?
Well, Tim, just a question for you. Is this all a package deal? Or is it possible?
A la carte,
yeah, is it possible
do,
that
don't.
One part of this may not be in the final package?
I think the latter is a possibility, depending on how the stars align. I don't think you can take just one area. Let's say one of the areas, Area One, mm-hmm. let's call it. I don't think you can take that. And say, well, I want to amend this street out. I want to amend this out.
Understood.
You're either in or out.
Right.
Right. But I think it's take it or you don't take it.
The reason I'm asking is because Jeff McKim has made some statements. One of the areas that's involved in this involves Cook. And part of the issue there is,
I wonder why.
what if they decide that they don't want to expand, or they may not develop further, or what possible repercussions that could have because they've enjoyed not being part of the city
for so long.
Well,
they'll just annex them wherever they go next.
That's right. Well, but that may be Illinois.
Well, that's out of your jurisdiction, isn't it, Tim? Mm-hmm.
I think Illinois we're not
just,
out,
just outside.
No, I again, I hear what you're saying, and I think that is a concern. So, and we have heard from the CEO of Cook. So, that was reported in the paper. So, those are the kinds of questions I think that will be asked of the administration as to how do these actions play out in regards to economic development initiatives, et cetera, et cetera.
So the people that are worried about trash and about sewer connections and water rates and fiber infrastructure, this is all going to be pointed out in these in the meeting about how this is going to be paid for and taken care of?
That's correct.
Okay, that's why this is important, people, and that's why we have Tim Mayer on to give you a little preview about this. Because
I guess what I would say is that
those are going to be popular questions.
Well, I think so. And then what I would go further and say is that if a person comes to the meeting, a citizen comes to the meeting, property owner comes, and has a question and does not feel that question has been answered, then there is that process that we were talking about, the six meetings that have been set up
right.
Monday through Saturday. That's a possibility. But then also they have the opportunity to talk with any council member.
And they go to the website. The city's bloomington.in.gov/annex has a great resource. There's an FAQ page. There's maps. There's all this other stuff. There's a phone number to contact Tim. There's an email. So
that's right.
You're not going to be left out unless you choose to be left out.
No, I understand, but I think some citizens may feel that they have greater impact if their question is asked by a council member than if they go to a website.
Sure. But again, all those opportunities are available.
I just lay that out as that is an opportunity, and they can go. Any citizen can go to the city's city's website.
Tim, what about us that live in the county? Don't have a council city representative. Who do we talk to?
Any one of the council members.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can pick. It's all you can pick your own one. You don't have to.
Or you can go directly to the council office, and that question will be distributed to all 9 council members.
So, right.
So if you go to the city council's page on the city's website, you can find the addresses and phone numbers and email addresses for all council members.
And I'll put that.
I will say I am receiving emails from citizens about the annexation. So.
I will put that page on our Facebook page, and folks can share that with anybody who needs it, because the one thing we talk about is transparency and being able to participate, and there's no doubt about that. With these multiple meetings, with council meetings that happen, with questions at those meetings, there's plenty of ways. If you choose to get involved, you can do so.
That's absolutely correct.
6:30 tomorrow night, showtime. Scalpers need to get a permit.
How many sleeping bags, Tim?
How many sleeping bags? That's a good judgment.
You know, I do anticipate this to be a fairly long meeting. So
this will be one of the first tests to see if the extra hour helps, because with the volume of things going on,
the concern,
it should that should give you some more time, which we would think would be beneficial.
Go ahead. Pardon me, but this affects people very directly.
Yes.
These decisions affect them very directly. It's where they live, and it's their home. And so, you know, I think we have to be as thorough as possible. Yeah,
and
exactly.
And we appreciate the thoroughness, and we'll see how everything starts moving, the ball starts moving, and that's why we enjoy catching up with you on Tuesday mornings to see the schedule, see where it's going to go, how it's going to play out. Cats TV will have it tomorrow night at 6:30. The council chambers will have free parking like it always does where you park for the farmer's market. Don't forget about that. So again,
that is correct. Yep.
We're eliminating
and
hurdles.
Actually, they will be turning the meters off in the general vicinity of City Hall, as I recall them saying.
So great. Overflow.
The on-street parking will be fine.
That's tomorrow night, Wednesday at 6:30. We'll get caught up with you next Tuesday to get a little review and a preview, because obviously this isn't going anywhere, and this will be the main focus of what we're doing.
Be in the news for a while.
Yes, it will be, and it needs to be, because it involves, as we mentioned, over 10,000 people. That's a lot. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, congratulations to you and Sue,
years.
Tim.
That's
amazing.
Happy Valentine's. The anniversary comes June 1.
Oh, okay, so this is just you're in year 55. Very nice.
They're the poster children for Valentine's Day.
You know, they're so in love, Keith, they hardly keep track. It doesn't matter. Feels like day one, right? So you're still on your honeymoon. But that is a great story. Great job in the HT. Again, if you'd like to see it. Today's front page, Megan Banta's story of Tim and Sue Mayer. 55 years. Heck, we're just happy to have them for half an hour on Tuesday.
Right.
Tim, great job as always. We thank you for your service to the community, and we thank you for answering our questions here on Tuesday morning.
Talk to you next week, and happy Valentine's Day.
Get some sleep.
Take care.
Yeah.
Tim Mayer, City Council Parliamentarian. Great to have that resource with us. It's great to have Marty Hawk as well, Keith, on Wednesday morning, so we can see how the county is going to be affected by all of this, and how the procedurals, Marty's not the procedural part, but she knows the finances and how some of these questions that she's looking for answers to, how that's going to affect the county's tax rolls and other things and services and everything else. This is a big, big operation.